Howard, we're now downstream of the Iraq War some bit, and there have been all kinds of investigations and charges and all the rest of it. What have you been able to cobble together in terms of why we actually went into Iraq, what we knew before we initiated the war with Iraq?
There's only one story that makes any sense to me. It's a story that appeared in one of the British papers and then disappeared as rapidly as the information I'm giving you about Augusta 90Bs, which has never been in Western papers at all.
Mm-hmm.
And it said very simply this, that for 8 years, Iran fought Iraq. For 8 years, Iran sought to topple Saddam Hussein. It
right.
cost them a million lives, and they didn't succeed in doing it.
Right.
And then the Iranians, who are very intelligent, one of the longest-lasting civilizations on this planet, the Iranians came up with a cheaper way to do it. They were working with Chalabi, who was our main contact to Iraq at the time.
Right.
And they fed him a bunch of documents that proved that there were weapons of mass destruction all over Iraq and showed exactly where those weapons were. They showed diagrams of the trailers that you've read about in which the Iraqis were able to make mobile gas factories, mobile chemical and biological gas factories.
So you think the Iranians fed the information backdoor to our government, to the CIA, through Chalabi?
It's the only story that makes sense, because even if you are as skeptical as I am about George Bush and think that the man has very little credibility, there is a guy in London named Tony Blair, and Tony Blair impresses me as a man of great integrity.
Indeed.
And Tony Blair went in front of the parliament, and you probably saw it.
Of course.
And he said, I have information that demonstrates
that's right.
within 24 to 48 hours weapons of mass destruction could be mobilized in Iraq against us.
That's right.
Why would he say that if he didn't have the exact documents in his hands right down to the blueprints?
Well, I think he did.
And who would have been feeding him those blueprints? Just think for a minute. In under Saddam Hussein, every single organization down to a women's knitting circle that could have produced opposition to Saddam Hussein was crushed ruthlessly. There was only one organization that Saddam dared not touch. And it was the Shiite mosque.
Mm-hmm.
It was the mosque system all over the country. And guess who runs that mosque system to this very day? The Iranians. In other words, the Iranians had control over the only political party that would continue to exist if Saddam were toppled.
God. Now, that's one I hadn't heard before. So you think the Iranians virtually orchestrated the whole thing?
It's the only credible story. I kept asking the question, why Iraq? Why Iraq? Why Iraq? And then this story popped up and disappeared as rapidly as it had come up. And did you ever see any American journalist follow up the story of why Chalabi was discredited? Why he disappeared? Why was there so little follow-up on that, Art?
It's a very good point. Well, I wondered about it at the time.
Yeah.
Suddenly he was... His currency was all gone. Just
yeah,
overnight,
and,
his
and
currency
now
was all
there's
gone.
One there are many conceivable explanations, but one conceivable explanation is we didn't want to be embarrassed. We did not want to be embarrassed by the fact that we had been fed a bunch of farfalla mushrooms by the Iranians, and we had swallowed it all.